Hello and welcome to Viewpoints, Dominion DMS's video podcast series where we highlight our vendor partners. I'm Sharon Kitzman, president of Dominion DMS, and we have Ken Schwartz today. He's the founder of LPR Media. Ken, welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to dig into your background and how you got to where you are today. So, unlike, I think, a lot of us, you started in this business as an attorney, working with big data companies, right? And we're going to come back to data, I think, several times throughout the conversation. But that was in the mid-90s. A lot has changed since the 90s regarding data, the amount of data, how it's used, maybe your experience and career continue to change too. So getting into the technology sector, you started just kind of right up the road from me here in Boca Raton or Delray and with a company called CityTwist, and then eventually landing in the automotive space with LPR Media. So quite a journey, and congratulations on your multiple successes.
Thank you. And actually, CityTwist was automotive as well. We were the original large email advertising company in automotive back in the day. So we were replacing direct mail in 2008. Yeah, I've been in data and technology since late 90s, and I represented public companies with GLBA coming out in terms of data and all the different stuff. So I was there before GLBA and then after GLBA and did all the migration and whatnot. Wow. And I've always been good at data, obviously, as well, being on that side of the world. So I just transitioned away from lawyer land, because lawyer land is not always the most fun place to be, and went into, and I with CityTwist, built it from the ground up, and I find myself here at LPR Media today.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's a little bit more background and a good segue into LPR Media. Now, at LPR, the product, I guess, right, is called True Bird Dog. And you have some beautiful dogs, some beautiful bird dogs, I'm thinking, on your website. Is that just talent or actors, or they actually belong to you?
They're talent. We don't have any German short hairs. We have an old English sheepdog and a golden. So we do have two dogs, but not GSE.
Okay. I was hoping maybe they'd make an appearance there behind you at some point, but that's okay.
I can bring the old English in. He's a tall boy. You can see him with ease. Yeah.
Check out your website. They are beautiful dogs. Now, on your website, also, when I was doing research for the podcast, your program itself with dealers is zero setup fee, zero startup fee, or any fee unless a vehicle is sold. So you're operating at 100% commission-based marketing. At Dominion DMS, we also have a disruptive pricing model, because I would consider that disruptive. I pay a marketing firm a whole lot of money on a regular basis for setup and prep and everything else. But when we talk about our disruptive pricing, and sometimes dealers question if it's too good to be true. So tell us why you chose this route with dealers and how the reception and the results have been.
So when I was at CityTwist, we had 150 employees, 2,500 dealers, and basically, as I was planning to move on and sell out, I started writing down every objection I ever heard when I was there. And because I didn't want to have a company, we have quite a lot of dealers here, but I didn't want to have a lot of employees. I wanted it basically to be self-sustaining in terms of the product that dealers wanted. So we approached it, and I approached it as a dealer-centric product rather than a consumer product. I look at the products on the web where folks can go and look at what cars and shop for car for leads are more consumer products a lot of times, right? So I wanted this to be truly a dealer. So full service digital agency, everything is custom. And the pay per sale came from every dealer I ever knew said, well, if you're that good, why don't you charge me when the deal comes in and I'll be glad to pay you. So I just said, sure. And so that's how we approach it. And there's literally zero out of pocket. It's sign and drive. And it's 100% conquest too. So only on a new customer buying is there a fee of $283.
Okay, great. You also mentioned that your methods are completely data focused. And of course, as we just talked about, that's your background. And I guess then it's also one of your key competitive advantages compared to other marketing or advertising initiatives that dealers could buy into. So maybe give us an example of a piece of data that dealers don't often consider as a critical component to a successful marketing strategy in today, 2024.
Sure. So if I could go back a little bit. So you can send the nicest piece of mail or digital marketing or whatever you want to say in terms of messaging to somebody, but if they're not in market, it doesn't matter. Right. So you got to hit the right people at the right time with the right message. Simple is best. We've tested it a lot here. I don't consider myself to be as direct as possible a marketing expert. I consider myself a data person. So what I went and did was I tried all the different types of marketing you could do within reason. And I tried all the different messaging and all the different types of artwork and all those kind of things. And I basically took it all and statistically looked at which had the best response, which to me is the best way to go about spending my money, since in this circumstance, I'm spending my money, right?
Investment and return, right? Yeah.
Simple. So what we can do in our data is, I have about 80% of country, and I can look and see, it pays to be an old data dog at this point because I have a lot of data, and I know where the good data is, and I can see who's coming into market. I can see what their patterns are, and this is a key. At the end of the day, people are creatures of habit, and I'm sure you are, Sharon. Do you buy every 3 years? Do you buy every 5 years? Do you buy every 7 years? You do something along your pattern, right? And you're in the perfect age group. You're between 26 and 72 years old, right?
It's a pretty broad age group.
Well, but it stays, right? So if you're asking me about data, right, it does come down to, are they in market? Do they have a pattern that's recognizable? Is their pattern realistic considering they're not young or at an age where it's no longer really realistic? Are they homeowners? Because as much as, frankly, I'd be happy to market to renters, again, on my dollar, I'd rather go with somebody that I know is a higher propensity to qualify. And are they in the right income? And what are they currently own? What did they previously own? Where's defection patterns? All those things go into how the data basically gets summed up. And that's why it's successful. It's going to work. When folks say it's too good to be true, like you said, well, it's not. It's going to work. And ultimately, the commissions, you'll be happy to pay the commissions is the point, because you get new customers. So it's not too good to be true, because it's not really free, because there is a commission at the end to be, as direct as possible. Because it does work. And those are the data factors that we look at.
So dealers out of their own CRM systems or even the DMS could determine when a finance payment is almost at the end of a term, or certainly sure. a lease could be is close to renewal. But what you're adding on to it are those other factors that make the marketing to that particular consumer that much more likely to connect with that vehicle. As you mentioned, home ownership, previous patterns in purchasing.
especially with a conquest customer, right? So these are not previous customers to the dealership. It's all additive to the dealer.
Gotcha.
So it's market share to them.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking at is the data that is not their customers saying who realistically can we push to that dealer, and we push quite a bit. Yeah, it works quite well. So
Yeah.
these are folks, new faces.
Yeah. Interesting. So we just started March, right? We're into the third month of the 2024
Fast.
calendar year, and it's fast, I agree. And just last month, a couple of days, and one thing I heard from dealers over and over and over again, as well as press releases and feedback from the make meetings and everything else, and now of course automotive news, is that the manufacturers are starting to walk back some of that aggressive EV push that we saw in 2023, and dealers are starting to get more ICE vehicles on the lots. So if I think about a company like yours that is constantly having to kind of be on the cutting edge of what's going on in the consumer's mind about the purchase of a vehicle, what are you and your team maybe talking to dealers about right now? Again, maybe data-driven marketing strategies that help them through this constant shift in priority from some of the manufacturers.
Well, the biggest thing I'm seeing right now is the inventory's really come back. And I think this goes to what you're talking about. They are certainly sitting with electric on top of it, EVs, unfortunately, because it's difficult to move them at the price, everybody knows. And,
They're getting old.
to be honest, if you're in New Hampshire or North Dakota, it may be a hell of a lot harder to move the vehicle than it is if you're in Brooklyn, right? Because there's gonna, just by the nature of the beast, right? The how proximity, how far you're driving, all those kind of things. And, so, we've been really successful in helping them target vehicles, first of all, that they want. And that's been highly successful. The key is not to get over your skis. You don't want to be paying that floor plan, obviously. So, so their buying has to be very careful right now in terms of their allocations. But on our side, the consistent marketing effort, the consistent messaging, is really important more than anything else. If you want to move vehicles, keeping your name out there and pushing in a smart way is obviously, in my opinion, the most important thing to do in order to get those vehicles off the lot. Just that consistent nature of the marketing push, whether it's us, somebody else. It really, at the end of the day, if your name's not out there, somebody else is going to pick up that business.
So you and your team are leaning more into local brand recognition of the dealership.
So everything we do brands the dealer. Everything we do, and it's digital. So it's digital radio, it's Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, all the podcasts. It's mobile, every app you've ever been on, basically Fox, CNN, Weather Channel, you name it, we're on it, Facebook and email. So with us, all that branding is free, by the way, because you only pay when there's the sale. So we market to approximately 20,000, give or take, consumers within, we'll radiate out until we hit the number of people that we're looking for from the dealership. Only those folks will receive the messaging, whether it's on digital radio, whether it's on mobile, whatever the case may be, because everything is tied to a digital signature of that consumer. I hope I'm not getting too technical here, but the way it works is, so you run for a quarter, 90 days basically, and then the next campaign, we're going to hit fresh folks. So that branding message is constantly out there, and it's key to the dealer because, not even talking about commissionable sales, but just getting the name out there, having a churn out there is really important. in general. So that is a benefit that they receive from us without, frankly, any compensation associated with it.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. So as a DMS provider, Dominion provides a core set of applications to dealers to run their business. It's not always the sexy part of the software or advertising part mm-hmm. of the industry, but it's necessary mm-hmm. for those dealers to be able to communicate with their manufacturer and with the other team members inside of the dealership. However, a big part of our offering, and seemingly bigger every day, is the secure integration with the myriad of other software and services providers that are out in the industry, just like LPR Media. So maybe talk a little bit about what dealers using Dominion DMS today could expect by integrating the two companies and saving time and hopefully accuracy of data.
Yeah, the big thing I would say by that integration is that they can have same day sales attribution in order to book the gross, the commission right into their gross. And that's obviously a very important thing for them to be able
right.
to get
right.
to the appropriate allocation of any fees associated with that sale.
Yeah.
And that can be fairly instant once mm-hmm. that XML is set up. So, mm-hmm. On the interface and whatnot, they can pick it up right away. So, or receive an email, whichever they prefer.
Right. And that could have impact on commissions and, you know, everything.
It's going to have an impact on the commission of their salesperson. So mm-hmm. all the way down the line, yeah.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, you keep us on our toes if there's ever any other data elements that we could provide to you in a safe and secure manner that would, again, help, drive efficiency into the process. That's a big part of what we're here to do for dealers.
And the nice part about us is we're conquest on the other side. So we're not really playing with the dealer's data at all in terms of the marketing mm-hmm. effort, right? It really is a separate and distinct thing to us. It's more when that sale comes in, we can advise them that that's there. That is really something in terms of the timing.
Yeah, sometimes they'll cut. What appears to be a conquest, right, matches up to a phone number that's already in the system.
If there's any, so we suppress on the front, so we should have all that out. But if mm-hmm. it happens, obviously it would get written off.
Now, dealers can visit your website at www.lprmedia.com. That's L as in Larry, P as in Paul, R is in Randy, and look at your work. You mentioned radio spots, social, email. Mm-hmm. You've got testimonials up there to give them a sense of what LPR Media has done for other dealers. If you had to pick, if you were a dealer and you had to pick, which of those four channels do you think dealers undervalue when they're marketing vehicles and services to conquest consumers?
Well, that's a tough question. I have found the mobile actually performs better than all other channels. The way we do approach it is somewhat unique. It's not that we've created it. I just have identified through other aggregators. It is really a successful way to go. We approach every consumer on their phone. That's the only place we approach them, and when they're engaged. So that's why I think this is all very successful, because it gives them, an email. Although we do email is sitting in the email folder, direct mail is sitting in the mailbox. But the mobile, when I'm on a news channel or something, and I see that, if I'm in market, which we're targeting people, I just touch my screen and go right. Website. And that's why that channel, more than any other, is tremendously effective. The digital
it
radio
sounds like it's e- easiest well for well. The co- sounds like it's easiest for the consumer to act on.
Yes, well. They're relaxed. They're engaged on their phone. They're not working, right? Mm-hmm. Email, they could be working. They could be doing a million other things. This is when they're, you know, on their private time.
Yeah.
And they're engaged on the phone and they're relaxed. And they're in market. So for them to take the time to touch their screen and go to the website is it's the most opportune time, frankly.
Yeah. Here in South Florida, when they're on their phone, they're usually also driving.
Yeah. Chicago too, by the way. I think it's everywhere. So
I saw also that dealers can contact you directly from your website, right? You have a link, email at the top of the page. They can also find that website by navigating to the Dominion DMS website and going to our partners page and then searching for media. What could a dealer expect from an email request that they send to you and your team? Will someone contact them? Is there a conversation, a demonstration, some sort of a sales cycle that they go through?
I'll make it easier. Every one of my customers has my cell number. I respond and either by phone or text. It's 954-618-9191. Still have a South Florida cell number. Anyone's welcome to contact me at any time. Really, the sale process is what we've been talking about. It's very simple. It's a pay per sale. You only pay when it's a new customer. You get four channels. Everything from the ground up. It's very, very simple. Any questions I'm happy to answer. You don't need to talk to a sales guy. You can talk to me. And that's it. It's really simple. We send you out an order on DocuSign, you send it back and we get going.
There you go.
Really try to make it as simple as possible.
It does sound simple and it also sounds risk-free. So congratulations
completely
on the strategy.
And the other thing, last thing, by the way, dealers always, two more things, if I may. Dealers, when I was talking about the objections that every dealer said, we also cap the number of sales to make sure it's not some unending thing. We run for 95 days, but we cap the sales at 30 units. And we do that. So on the 31st, it's free. So there, when you say risk-free, it really is risk-free. We're not, it's not some unending thing. And everything's transparent. So they actually get the list of who we're marketing to before we start. So we're basically calling our shot before we take it of every consumer we're marketing to. So it's never a mystery. It's completely risk-free. If you have ever a concern, you have my cell number, you can call me directly and it's really that easy.
Excellent. Not a lot of people give out their mobiles directly on the podcast. Ken, as we close out here today, I always ask the same question of all of my guests, and you're no different. Since we are living and breathing the auto industry every day and engaging and watching what's going on around us, I love to ask our guests what their favorite car story is. It could be a car from your youth. It could be the car you have now. But just something that's meaningful to you about a vehicle in your life.
Vehicle in my life. I guess my favorite vehicle is my 1979 CJ7 3-speed. It's I went to the University of Miami, so it's green and orange.
Okay.
The license plate is Go Canes. It only goes about 35, 40 miles an hour at best, but the speed limit around here is 25 most of the communities, so I can pretty much go anywhere.
So that works for you.
It works perfectly well. It's more a summer car up here in Chicago because I just leave the top off in the garage, but it's it's quite a fun car.
I'm a convertible driver myself. And before we started recording this session, as Ken just mentioned, he's a Miami grad. I, of course, am an Ohio State grad. And so he was challenging me on that 2002 national championship on the banner behind me. But I'm going to say that's a little bit water under the bridge at this point in 2024. But, you know, maybe we'll see you there next year. Ken,
Maybe.
thank you so much for joining us today. And we learned a lot about LPR Media and your strategy around conquest consumers for dealers in a risk-free marketing environment.
Thank you, Sharon. Nice to see you.
Thank you.